All right, you're good to go.
Okay, very much again. Ken, do you want to start over real quick?
Sure, okay. Thanks, Larry. Ken Carroll's retired psychologist.
And our chair, Barbara Carling, vice chair, retired social worker, and yes, and committee member and family member and community advocate. Okay, how about Joanna?
Good morning, everyone. This is Joanna Kyle. I'm an employee of ETF with Programs Cafe 54 in our Place Clubhouse and a committee member.
Thanks, Joanna.
Thank you. And until we see.
I thought I saw Susan join.
Okay. Let's see. Susan, are you in the house? That might be
maybe not just yet. We have let's go on with the health the providers. Joanne.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Joe Kautzman with Banner Health.
Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
Hi, this is Melissa Brown with Arizona Complete Health.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Don McReynolds with United Healthcare.
Don, did you get your email? I hope I got the email address right. Did you receive an email with your agenda this time?
I did. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay.
And Jeffrey?
Jeffrey Yamamoto with the DDD IOC liaison.
And Robert.
Oh, hi, Robert Vanessia. I'm with the Arizona Auditor General.
Thank you for joining, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Excuse me, Larry. Robert, what is that exactly? What is that? That's interesting.
We're a agency, the Joint Legislative Audit Committee is over us, and we are auditing state agencies. And here today, I am to observe open meeting law.
I'm nervous.
all good. No need to be nervous.
Yeah, we're all open.
Glad you're here, Robert. Okay.
Thank you, Robert. You're good, Barb. So I don't think Susan is in yet, unless she's on mute and she can't get off mute.
I think that is the case because I see her number. I think she is eight.
She's muted, you think? But she's there.
Let me send her an email.
Yeah, but I mean, Susan, star six will get you off unmute. There you go.
Did it work? Frederica, you think she's the 1-8?
Yes, because I just called her a little while ago, and that's
okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Okay. How about Larry and Frederica? Have you say hello to everyone too while we're waiting?
Sure. My name is Larry Allen. I'm with the Arizona Department of Administration. I'm the IOC state liaison for the IOCs.
And I am Frederica Graham with Access, the IOC liaison.
Thanks, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and assume we're, let's just move forward and have any updates from both Larry and Frederica.
Fred, you want to go first or you want me?
The only update that I have for your group, Barbara, is the 988 training that CJ is going to come and present for you guys next month. So if you have any problems or questions in regards to that, please let me know. I'm trying to pull up your date. It'll be at your next meeting, though. So if there's any issues with scheduling, let me know so that I can get that information sent to her and we can try to grab a different date for you guys.
That's the same date as our November meeting, is the 22nd, which is 2 days before Thanksgiving. And I hadn't really told everybody to find out, if that would be convenient for everyone, the 22nd. And is that, Ken, right off, is that convenient for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I think that meeting, that'd be a perfect date. Can I ask you, Frederica, what time that meeting is? Or that presentation?
You guys tell me what time. Yeah, you guys can just let me know what time you'd like her to present. It's about a 15-minute presentation. So you guys can choose whatever you want, and I'll let her know.
We might work that into the meeting. That would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay, good to know. Okay, I'll get to you on that then. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. I have a couple of updates. Annual report is due November 1st. So I know Susan's been working on that. We've been going back and forth on email here and there. So if you need help formatting, getting stuff together, polishing it up, please let me know, or Frederica know. We'd be happy to help.
Yeah, Larry, this is Susan. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yep.
We can hear you now, Susan. Good. Glad you're made it work. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. This is Susan. Good morning. Boy, I cannot figure these things out. These phones, the online, okay. I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway,
Larry is saying, go ahead. Sorry. Larry's got the floor.
Report, are we talking about the annual report?
We are. That was just my question.
First of all, thank you to everybody. I have everybody's input and putting it all together today. And Larry, God bless you. I am going to take you up on helping me format it, as always. I'm just in the midst of taking out last year's and putting this year's in. I do want to say one thing. I had a conversation this morning with Frederica, which was very helpful. And this speaks to, I believe, Ken, myself, Dr. Potts. I don't know if you're on the call. And maybe others, we had talked about, or at least several had written about, possibly expanding our membership to include DD, and also in our objectives to include DD, and also our site visits to include homes, licensed or unlicensed, that may have a DD client. And I discovered or was informed by Frederica this morning that the DD has actually five IOCs in Arizona, just like we have three, and they operate separately, and they have their own set of rules and guidelines, if you will, including what they can and cannot do in site visits. And we cannot include site visits with a DD client in a home, and we also cannot request an individual with who's involved in DD to be on our IOC committee. So I just wanted to share that because we were kind of excited, I was anyway, about expanding our membership to that area. So I just wanted to take a minute and share that with everybody. So on the annual report, I'm so excited. There were several people who, God bless them, were just so overwhelmed with their own work that even as late as 6 o'clock this morning, they sent me their information, and I so appreciate it. And I want those people to know, I know how overwhelmed you are. And both Ken and Barbara and I really appreciate your efforts. And so that's coming together. Ken, I believe I may have that to you, a rough draft tomorrow. It will not be formatted. I will send it, Larry, probably to you simultaneously if you're willing to help me format it, as usual. And I don't remember if you want it in a PDF file or not for formatting.
You don't have to send it in PDF file. You can send it in Word. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Just remember, Susan, when you send out your emails to the group, to not respond to the group, only respond to you individually. Only respond back to you, but not to the group.
Reply
all.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's just a rule in open meeting law that we need to follow. It's an easy one to violate, so to speak. So we just gotta watch that one. But yes, feel free to send me that report when you're ready, and I'll be happy to help you format it and put it together for you.
Okay. I appreciate that very, very much. And I will be, I will highlight. Well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. But anyway, Ken, I hope to have that to you tomorrow instead of Thursday. So bear with me, and thank you for
thank you for getting in, because you and I have talked on that, so I've got a general feel. So we're good.
Yeah. Thank you and Barbara for assisting me. So that's moving along. I think we've done good, guys, on that one. So that's all I have on the annual report.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Susan.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Susan.
Mary, did you have any more for us?
I did have one other quick update. It's actually regarding open meeting law, so it kind of dovetails into what we were talking about a minute ago. But I'm in the process of setting up a training for open meeting law sometime, hopefully by year's end or at the latest in January. And at that point, I'll open it up for all IOC members or whoever would like to join. So I think it's a good refresher especially for the chairs and vice chairs to sit in on that open meeting law, to have a solid understanding of the rules and what needs to take place. So, I'll let the group know when, I have a couple of dates for you, and then we can get that done for you.
That's great.
Good. Thank you.
Sounds good. Speaking of that, both Frederica and Larry, this is Barbara. I've been a little confused this last year when When Susan asked me to, for the annual report purposes, to put in, I know this is a topic I should do later, but I'm going to jump around there, to put any meetings and state, you know, where we all meet together, I kept running into a problem where it would pop up on my calendar almost monthly, sometimes twice. It said, you've got a meeting today. And I, because I'm busy over here, I'd go, oh my gosh. And I'd go to jump on, but no one was there. This happened to me again and again. So I don't know. I can't remember. Did we ever have an all IOC meeting that was successful? I can't figure out why I kept getting rescheduled with those. Was it something wrong with my software?
Are you talking about the,
you know, my
chairs?
Outlook calendar meeting?
Are you talking about
the annual, you know, where the IOC group? What?
Are you talking about the?
You're talking about the
chair?
The cross agency group,
the cross agency chair meeting.
Cross agency meetings. Yes. Cross agency meetings.
Right. We had one back in July.
Right.
It was the summer. Yeah.
That was our first one this fiscal year, but I haven't scheduled one for the second quarter yet. I'm not sure. It might have been, I don't know, Barb, what was popping on your computer. I don't know. It might have been an old meeting that was a reoccurring meeting that got rescheduled and a new invoice was sent out, maybe. I would just go ahead and delete that entirely if you can. Or you can text me too, and I can, or email me, and I'll give you a quick answer too as well.
Okay, thank you. We'll deal with that.
Yeah.
We'll just do that later. Okay, thanks, you too. Okay.
And Barb, on that meeting of the chairs, the quarterly meetings, as Larry said and informed me, there was one in July, but nothing since then. And the chairs and vice chairs need to get together and or will get together, and this is in the annual report, to determine how frequent we actually want/need those meetings. And so that'll be a separate conversation amongst those folks to make a decision about that.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Susan. Thank you. I'm going to go back to the agenda then, and we'll look at our focus committee reports. And Jason is not able to join us today. Our Sergeant Winsky, he's out and about. Member recruitment. Does anyone?
Hi, Jason's here.
Oh, Jason?
Oh, good.
I'm here.
Thank you, Jason.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yay.
Jason, yay.
Your schedule's very busy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh my
no,
goodness.
I am here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Just let me turn
Hi,
the floor
Jason.
To you then.
Hi.
Okay.
Just, are you in your car?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. If you just a quick intro for your
update.
Yeah, so just a couple, yeah. A couple updates for us. Probably the big one is in cooperation with Pima County, we wrote a grant around our crisis intervention training. As you all know on the committee, we do the 40-hour Memphis model crisis intervention training for all the law enforcement agencies in Tucson and in Pima County. And that is an in-person 40-hour training. And it really got pretty much eliminated during COVID because it's the kind of training that needs to be in person. And so we've been trying to play catch up ever since. And the federal government released a bunch of grants to hire dedicated CIT coordinators. And in cooperation with Pima County, we wrote one of those grants and we did win it. So beginning in January, we're going to hire a full-time CIT coordinator,
wow.
Which means we're going to be able to have like many, many more classes and many more sessions and train many, many more officers and deputies next year than we ever have been able to before.
Wow, that's excellent.
That's awesome.
Great. Good news.
Yeah. So that's my update.
Jason, was that, I don't, I don't remember, and I apologize. Did you make note of that in your blurb you sent me?
I did.
You did. Yeah. Okay. My apologies for my bad memory.
Yep.
Yay. That's
going to be a huge win for us.
I'll give Joe Musinski a call. I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that too.
Absolutely.
Initially involved way back.
That's
yep.
Wonderful news, Jason. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Jason. So good again. Glad to hear your voice. I'm going to move on. Member recruitment outreach. Any input on that from any members or even our providers? You were going to maybe mention some ideas about mentioning the group to some people. Anyone?
Barbara, are you asking the MCOs to provide any updates right now? I didn't know.
Anybody.
Yeah. Oh, yes, okay. Well, this is Joe with Banner. I have no updates at this time. Thank you.
I meant specifically to member recruitment or outreach.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's okay, Joe. Thank you. Okay. Well, that was the no. Okay. Then reports are IAD reports. Susan, I'll give that to you.
Yikes. Oh, boy. Well, I went, I touched on this with Frederica this morning, a couple of questions, but let me start with, I went back, looked at July, August, September, October. The numbers haven't moved much, if at all, from our last meeting. And I believe I went through, I might have missed some in October, did the death report. But of course, there's not quite as many of those, but any is too many. But it appears to me that we haven't moved the needle on any of the other reports, if any, by maybe one or two, and that's August, September, October. Again, I realize everybody's busy, with the exception of maybe two or three of us. You know, we all have a demanding full-time job. So again, my suggestion is, if you can just take a half hour a week, and break it out, however, and get in and review however many you can in your assigned area, for lack of a better word. That would, certainly move that needle a lot more than you would think. But we're really, really behind on these, and I have some concerns. I'm going to, as soon as this annual report's done, I'm going to jump back in and get into the SMI, well, everything except children and death, and just do as many as I can. As I did, prior to July. So right now, if we can get, August, there's 219 unreviewed reports. September, there's 183. October to date, 148. But that number is going to go up due to the timing of how long folks have to send that those reports in. So it's entering the, I kind of think of the dog kennel. It's entering the serious needle. I don't know what else to say. I somebody needs one-on-one. I'm so happy to do that. Otherwise, if you can just set aside a half hour a week, it would really, really make a difference. You'd be surprised. So that's really all I have to say. I don't know what else to say.
Thank you, Susan. It's understandable. I think we'll together and all of us will try a little push. Joanna, sure. Did you have any opportunity?
Just a bit. I reviewed some actually earlier today, and there were a few that I couldn't open, but sent inquiry forms. So I'm sure I'll be able to work on the rest of those. I think I had time to review about 40. But yes, I agree that we could be doing better as a team, and I could certainly be doing better individually to get these processed.
Oh, that.
Thanks, Joanna.
Thank you, Joanna. That does remind me. I apologize to interrupt. One of the things I'd like to add, and I don't think it's a big time consumer. When a member of our IOC sends a query, on a report, they have a question or whatever. If you could also email that query to me, and that would allow me to track trends, incidents and trends. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm not going to answer it, review it with you or anything like that. But it would allow me to know, who's actually reviewing reports, but more importantly, to track trends, if you will. That will help you all in some sense in tracking trends. And it would help me a lot because I have no idea what kind of trends, we're seeing other than what I'm seeing, which doesn't tell us a whole lot. So I don't think that's a lot of work.
Excuse me, Susan, are you referring to the that PDF that we download with our with what we've discovered? Is that what you're referring
to? Yeah. If you have only if you have a question or a query about it, you know what I'm talking about, folks? If you need more information or something's missing from the report or they didn't have the age or, whatever, and you send it in, you need more information, if you could just copy me on that.
Joanne, is that clear? Is that okay? Does that make sense for you? Does that work?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, good.
And you know what? And we'll move on in just a second on that topic. Why don't you put together just maybe a paragraph after the annual report and send it? So because I know Tyson's been involved and so hasn't Phyllis. And just with that little bit of information, they'll be happy to, help you out with that. Okay.
Oh, to copy me?
To copy you on that.
Okay.
All right. Sure. So then we will move on to board and care, which is still on hold. We're still waiting for, waiting for, what are we waiting for, group?
Waiting for a list for current licensed and then unlicensed.
Well, the licensed locations. The licensed are online, and the unlicensed, we too can get. Frederica had sent us links to all that. Yes, Frederica. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I sure did.
It's just a matter, Ken, of us pulling that down and putting ourselves together, you know, and trying to find a team, starting up with a team again to go out and actually do the site visits. And we're pretty thin right now, our crew. You know, either we're working or other issues are going on in our group. And so actually having a team put together again to go out and do those site visits is... I know personally it's just not been in the cards. You know, we all have
I'm willing to go out.
Susan, right? We're all I know you're on the list.
Well,
I just,
need two people, am I right?
Correct.
Right.
We never do, you know, one person. It's always two or not necessarily three or four either. But two seems to be right. A good number that seems to be unobtrusive. Go ahead.
Right. So there's Ken and Barb. Are you the other person?
I generally
have. Is that a yes?
Yes, I've been the one that's been doing those in the historically, but as you know, and I don't want to tell, it's just not in my cards right now. But it will be again.
So you cannot do them right now with Ken?
That's correct, Susan. Yes, that's correct. Okay. As you spoke of, you know what's going on. I just can't do it right this. We're talking about
Barbara has some personal issues that are keeping her, Ken, from doing them. Need somebody to take Barbara's place. And we're talking about, Ken, Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong, if I remember correctly, we're talking about an hour every month or every other month. And
it isn't quite helpful. Actually, I'm pretty serious? Much half a day. Honey, it's
half
not just that simple. The hours, you know. And I mean, it's fine. It's half a day, about once a month. You're correct. You know, when you can get two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember it being that long. Ken, what do you think?
She's parsing. Right? In other words, she's talking about travel time. In other words, let's say it's, you know, 20 miles away from where you reside. So you almost have to, if you've got the meeting set up for 11 o'clock or whatever, then you'd probably have to leave at least by 10, and then you take you at least an hour to 90 minutes if you're doing a full, you know, walkthrough and talking and interviewing people. So I would say it'd be more than 60 minutes if you're doing it adequately, you know, correctly.
Okay. Well, so Barb, we need somebody to talk to other members of the committee and maybe determine one or possibly two, who would be willing to go with Ken, you know, to trade off and go with Ken every couple of months, and let's get started on this thing. We keep saying the same thing over and over. So Ken's been saying for months he's ready to go. So Barb, you can't do it right now. I understand why. We had a long conversation. I personally understand why, and I agree. However, can you get moving maybe on the phone and find a couple people on the committee who can, you know, trade off, you know, so they don't. It's not the same person, you know. I think one every couple months, Ken, is better than none for a year.
Where you're coming from. And Joanna's been kind enough to say that she can, if we can coordinate schedules between Ken's busy schedule and Joanna's working and so forth. We'll see what we can come up with. Yeah, for sure. Right, Joanna? Is that true? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm still very much willing to help out with these.
I appreciate that, Joanna.
Oh, that's so great. So that's one person. Joanna, you can't do it. I don't think one person, given the schedule of, you know, full-time job is enough, you know, for every month. Or Ken, I don't know what you're thinking, but, or even every other month is a heck of a lot more than we're doing for the last 2 years, 3 years.
Forgive me on this one. Let's bench this for now and we'll pick it up. We're moving forward on this. Again, one of the big reasons we are coming off a pandemic, and we couldn't really until recently even get into these places. It's a whole big story. So let's talk about this offline if you don't mind. Is that okay? So we can just keep moving.
No, it's not okay with me. What are we going to talk about offline that we can't talk about here?
Okay.
It's all the same people.
Ken, Joanna, let me see, who else? Anybody else have any input on this? So, okay. Susan, in the works is all I can say. I feel your urgency and I hear you. It's just in the works, okay? I don't really know where else to go with it.
Well, the next thing to go with it is we have the list that Frederica gave us, right? And
no. Link to a list.
I'm sorry?
We have a link to a list. So we have not identified sites.
So I'm just asking for information, but do you want to go look at the list? And
yeah, I'll look at the list, but I think we need an updated list and make current address and telephone numbers. So we always call ahead and, you know, making sure, because sometimes we get some old lists and then we were wasting time.
And we don't have it deliverable anymore. We have that list that was created before. We go to a link and then we do the research and we find the sites. Is that correct, Frederica?
Yeah, and you guys also, I don't know if you all still look at the FTP portal, but all of those are there as well. So I believe that people group, that's where they get the list that they're going to go and view is what? From the uploads from the FTP server.
Oh, the Western, what's the name of it?
I didn't know they're on the FTP server. We from Melissa, and they don't have anymore. So it's on the FTP site?
Well, that's for special assistance lists. I was mentioning that because that's where usually Dr. Potts' group goes to get where they're going to make their visits to. The list that you guys are referring to from Melissa, we've discussed prior to the day several times that list is pretty much non-existent because it's not a list that they are tracking at this time. The other information that I submitted to you all is a list that is from the website of where all of the group homes, all of the licensed homes are. So at any given moment, you all can go on there and pull those. And those are going to be the most accurate because it's updated. You know, I don't know how often they update it, but that's going to be the most accurate information. So if you all need me to send that link to you again, I will send that to you right now via email.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see the link. Go ahead.
I used to go on the FTP, but when I used to train, But I did. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Frederica. You've given me some information I did not have. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know that's where it was being housed.
And where? I had no idea. Well,
that is just for the special assistance list. So I mentioned that because I know you all talked to Dr. Hotz in his group, and that's the list. I mean, he's gone from that list before, so it's just another resource that I was sharing that you all have access to. That particular list hasn't stopped. It's uploaded every month, but it's
well,
just
start there.
The list I was originally referring to was the one that where it showed an address and a proprietor and it had four or five clients per unlicensed house, but that's a whole nother story. That is available on the FTP.
No, that's different. That is not. That's not what I'm referring to. No.
So this single individuals over on the FTP under the special assistance heading. Yeah.
Yes, those are just going to be special assistants.
Well, okay. I remember in our last meeting, Jason mentioned, Tyson mentioned that he knew of, he was pulling together one or the other, a list of unlicensed homes that he felt there were a lot more than two or three. And so a phone call or email to him might be helpful. Do y'all remember that? He was quite adamant that there were a lot more than the three or four, two or three that I thought were only out there. So, he's a resource possibly to see what he has or could come up with, Ken, on more homes in the area that, was of concern, the unlicensed homes.
I just want to interject here that, yes, I agree, and I remember Tyson saying that. I think we're talking about two lists. There's the special needs list, call it A list, whatever. B is the list through a link of the license with their addresses, number of folks living there, and then unlicensed. So maybe two or three lists, but at least that content of licensed, unlicensed, and residents, let's call it that, which could be different or separate or would be overlapping. Obviously, people who are on special needs could also be on that list there or not, or could be in a group home or someplace else. So we can get that information from Frederica or Larry. It would be helpful so that we could go forward. But just to depend on Tyson, it wouldn't be fair. I mean, I'm glad he's reaching out, and thank you, Tyson, even though you're not here. But we need to get something more systemic so we look at the aggregate rather than, because we all have limited exposure, but the department has the list of through the link and get on a link and pull it from there. Does that make sense? In other words, to clarify.
Yes. And that is that the list, Frederica, that you have the link to?
You mean for the licensed facilities?
Yes.
Licensed and unlicensed as far as room and board that we're talking about.
That we don't have. We don't have an unlicensed list, but the link that I just sent to you guys via email is going to be for the licensed.
Okay. So at least we start there. We have that. But somewhere there's got to be a way of getting the unlicensed folks that are in licensed homes that are being followed up by the department.
And that, yeah, and then the only
Melissa.
Well, there is, again, when Melissa had got that request before, there's no jurisdiction over that as far as I'm concerned, and as far as my knowledge goes. And when they were giving that before, And Melissa, correct me if I'm wrong, they were giving that to you all prior to pandemic. And after pandemic, it became a burden on their agency to continue to provide that list without being able to provide any type of, you know, oversight of those facilities. So that is the reason why that list is no longer given to them. Now, it doesn't mean that those homes don't exist. It just means that they don't have, they have not provided that list to you all at this point because of the taxing that it was doing on the agency. And they felt more inclined to provide that service to their, to the members. Melissa, you can jump in if I'm wrong on that, but I know we've had this discussion regarding that list several times. So if something has changed since then, please let us know.
Well, Melissa has been, I'm sorry, Melissa's been telling us this, Frederica, you're correct. Melissa has been telling us this for at least 6 months. So I think it's time to move on from requesting that from Melissa and try and go behind the scenes, if you will. And the only behind the scenes person I know of is Tyson, when he mentioned adamantly in the last meeting that he knew of X number of places. And if we can start there, I mean, if he knows of six even, you know, that's six visits. Yeah, that's a big start. So between that and the, or I think that was the special needs list of unlicensed can that you're referring to. And then we also have the license from the link that Frederica just sent us. So, you know, I think what we're looking for, this unlicensed list, is non-existent. And I think we need to move on from, I think we need to acknowledge that. Let's move on. And as we move on, continue to look for ways, other ways, besides requesting it from the same person over and over and over and being told it's not there. Let's accept that and find other ways to somehow find these places. And right now, the only way I know is what Tyson said. And some of us do know two or three other places, and let's try and create our own list. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but my goodness, it's better than nothing.
Sounds good. It sounds good, Susan. I'll reach out to Tyson, and I'll email him today and ask him if he can help us with that knowledge of any of the unlicensed, and we can start putting something together, and I'll get it out there to both Ken and maybe Joanna, to our good, to our committee up with.
Ken, how does that sound?
It's a start. It's a start. And we can go on and go upstream from there. So if Tyson can find five or six, I think the department could find five or six. But let's just start there. That's not feeling good.
On that FTP server. Oh, thank you, Frederica, for that. Okay.
And there right. might, there. I'm sorry, there may be, it may be worthwhile, Ken, to give Dr. Potts a call and see what he's doing and, you know, if it's beneficial. I forget what he's doing now, but they are doing site visits.
Quite forward.
That is correct.
Yeah, he's given us in detail what they're doing at Central. So thank you, Susan, thank you for that. I'm gonna move ahead to special populations, and both Phyllis is up training in Phoenix, and Tyson is at meetings. So there usually are people that report on special populations as their expertise. Joanna, or do you have anything that you could add to special populations, or anybody else?
I don't have anything to add at this time. Thank you.
Thanks, Joanna. I'm having a little trouble with my internet here, doggone it. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Joanna. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to move on to administrative miscellaneous, but I think we pretty much covered that with the annual report discussion. I'm going to go ahead and move ahead to the provider updates and any reports from people, other people in our audience. So I'll
turn it over. Great. Yes. Now it's our turn, right? Hi, this is Joe from Banner. I have no reports. Thanks, Barbara.
Hi, this is Melissa Brown with Arizona Complete Health. I did want to share that my boss, Tony Smith, the individual and family affairs administrator for our organization, passed away last week. I know probably a lot of you know. I know probably a lot of you know him, and it's a tremendous loss to our company and to our community. I'm going to share the press release with Frederica. If you can pass it along to the committee, the family does have a GoFundMe page if anyone's interested in donating.
Thank you.
But that would be all that.
So sorry. You know, Phyllis mentioned that to me when I was speaking with her the other day. She was heartsick. Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Melissa, my goodness.
People that don't know, so I wanted to make sure everybody knows, because I know that he did know a lot of people out in the community and touched a lot of people in the community. So I wanted to make sure any folks that didn't know have that information.
Thank you.
And,
like,
yeah, of
thank
course.
You. My goodness.
Bella, was that an auto accident, Melissa?
No, it was health issues.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I'm sad.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm glad they have a GoFundMe page. We'll have to look at that. Is that in the obituary or whatever it is you're posting?
Yeah, I'll send the press release from our organization that kind of just gives some information and some of the comments from the community about him. And then it also has the link for the GoFundMe page.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Oh boy. I'm going to invite, I was going to invite Jeffrey. Did you have anything you'd like to add today?
No, for the DDD IOCs, I don't have anything for you guys. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Jeffrey, after talking to Frederica this morning about, you know, I mentioned before about the DD having the five groups in the state, excuse me, it really made me thankful that you're attending our meetings. I just wanted to say that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Myself or my coworker colleague will also always join either the North, South, or Central meetings whenever we can. So,
is there a way that do you also attend? Are you a member of the DD meeting in Southern Arizona?
That responsibility is to my coworker, but yeah, she's the one that conducts the IOC meetings for our district South. And she attends and helps facilitate that meeting, much like Frederica does for your meetings.
Is it possible or appropriate for one or more of us to attend as a guest to that meeting?
Absolutely. We've had Dr. Potts pop on in a couple of times. So just get with Larry and or Frederica. And if anybody's interested in some invitations, I can go ahead and send those out. I just need to know who it needs to go to and if you want it as a standing invitation or if it's just one or two meetings.
I personally, this is Susan Hyder, I personally would love to have a standing meeting schedule if that's possible.
All right. I will go ahead and get that information out to Frederica, and then I can also send you out the invitation. Just know that theirs is going to be the second Monday of the month. Okay.
Okay.
And it's an after hours meeting, so it starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate that. Do you have my email?
I'm sure I can get it.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Ms. Susan, this is Larry. I just wanted to, Frederica put it in the chat about the IOC website. If you ever wanted to go to look at prior meetings and minutes, you can certainly hop on the IOC website and do a drop-down search for the Southern DDD IOC, and you can review their minutes.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, I've seen it, but I haven't listened. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boy, thank you. Thank you. Dawn, would you have anything to you'd like to add or any updates?
Oh, thank you, Barbara. I just wanted to extend my condolences to Melissa and her team with regard to Tony. What a great leader within our community. I have no report for this IOC. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn.
Okay. Oh boy. All right. We don't have a public with us yet, and no news yet. Hey, Larry. I'm actually fine with these meetings, but on behalf of Ken, are you there somewhere? Are people meeting in person anymore, or do they pretty much have they gone to the Google Meet, Zoom Meet, whatever? I like it, but I'm not sure. Is that going to be the forward moving way we have our meetings?
Yes, at least till the public emergency is over. I believe that expires in January. To have meetings in a state building, I think that is on hold till that's over. I know Dr. Potts, the Central IOC, has had meetings in an office of one of their committee members. So that's an option if you wanted to do that. You certainly can. But state buildings right now at the moment are on hold. But you do have that option if you wanted to do that. If, say, like, for instance, if you wanted to go to Tyson's office and have the meeting at his office in a conference room, yes, that would be perfectly fine. We just need to have an option of a speakerphone so that way we can dial in and tap you into the Google Meets link for the people that can't attend in person. But yes, other than that, so it's whatever option you have, but Google Meets is always going to be an option moving forward. Just for that reason, there's still a lot of people that still can't meet maybe at a certain time or after hours or whatever it may be. So that option will always be available.
Well, that's good. Good to know. I actually prefer this format. I just lost another neighbor to COVID. So anyway, yeah, January is my understanding. Is hopefully as things will start opening up a little bit more. So, well, listen, I think we spoke with. Has everyone had a chance at least to say we've had everybody? Yeah, has everybody had a chance? Yeah, I think so. Going down the list. I want to thank everybody for coming together today. And are there any last details? Anything? By the way, Frederica, I will follow up on that FTP today. I'll follow up with you on getting linked up to that FTP server again. I didn't realize there was more than I thought out there. So beyond that, is everybody good for the day?
And Barb, the only...
I'm sorry.
What, Larry?
No, the only other option or the only other question I might have is the meeting on 11/22, your next meeting in January and November. Did y'all agree to have that meeting, or is that, or do you, are you going to pull your committee to find out if
if we need
to move the training to December, we can get with CJ to find out her availability in December. If December's not good, then January is always available too as well.
I will pull today, so because
I know the holidays are a little
tricky. Yeah. Okay. By the way, Joanna and Ken and I don't know if Sergeant Winsky's still here. Is the 22nd going to work for the few of us that are here? The 22nd of November, is that going to work to have a meeting and a little training within that meeting that day? Anybody?
It works for Susan.
Works for Jason.
Oh, excellent. Hi, Jason. Excellent. Good to know. Okay. We'll have that during that period. We'll make life easy for you too. Ken? Well, I'll pull the group, Larry. Okay. Hey,
okay, sounds great.
Everybody, very, very, very much for being here today. And you did wear costumes, didn't you? I can't see you. And anyway, now, okay, well, I want to thank you, and I'll we'll be in touch on the 22nd of November. Stay healthy, please. Stay warm and safe and COVID free, please. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
So, thanks, Larry. And thanks
thank
for
you.
Always.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Susan. Bye.